Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Orlena Martinez, and I'm a wellness and life coach, and I thank you all for listening. If you would like to learn more about me or would like more inspiration so that you can live life to the max, you can visit the site www.oraemartinez.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at Aura E. Martinez, or on Instagram, Aura Elena Martinez. Today I would like to talk about what are your responsibilities. Why is Aura asking me what is my responsibilities? I know what my responsibility is, you're probably saying to yourself, asking you this question, because there comes a point where we all need this friendly reminder as to what our responsibilities are. There are times when we sometimes forget what they are, and we depend on situations, on times, on others to do certain things or to feel a certain way. It is precisely during these times when we need to be reminded of what our responsibilities are. So with this said, what are your responsibilities? It is your responsibility to make sure that you are happy. It is your responsibility to make sure that you are healthy. It is your responsibility to make sure that you are living the life that you want. You are responsible of you. You are responsible for how you feel, for how you think, for how you react. Only you. And when you depend on situations, when you depend on circumstances, when you depend on others, when you depend on things for you to feel a certain way, for you to do the things that you want to do, to be the person you want to be, you will never have the life that you want and deserve. That is because the perfect time to be that person you want to be, to feel the way you want to feel, to do the things you want to do is now. If you keep waiting and waiting for things to happen, then they will never happen. You cannot make other people responsible for your own happiness. That's a big burden to place on someone else. Other people have enough with their own things that they have going on in their life for them to be responsible for your happiness. Other people can add to your happiness, but you need to be the first one to make you happy. If you cannot make yourself happy, there is no way others can make you happy. On top of that, you will not have anything to give to others. Make sure you fill yourself up first. With this, I'm not saying that you are never going to think about others other than yourself. No, this is not what I am saying. But what I am saying is that you need to care for yourself. You are responsible for your health. You are responsible for making sure that you eat right, that you eat quality foods. Let me emphasize that. Quality foods. That is what matters. Others can motivate you to eat healthy, but no one can make you eat healthy. You need to love your body enough to get yourself eating right. You love your body, and when you love your body will love you right back by providing you with the energy that you need. It will provide you with stamina. It will provide you with better mood, a stronger immune system. You are the one responsible for making sure that you are aware of any medications that you may be taking, for understanding any health issues that you may have, for knowing any side effects of any medications that you are taking. You are responsible for understanding your body. You and only you are responsible for this. Let me repeat this again. You and only you are responsible for this. You are the one responsible for living the life that you want and deserve. No one can do this for you. Yes, other people can add to your life, and you should always be looking for to your life rather than deplete from your life. But the first person who needs to be adding to your life is you. You add to your life by doing more of the things that makes you happy. You add to your life by doing loving things to yourself. You add to your life by making sure you surround yourself by loving people. You add to your life by making sure that you are at peace with yourself. You add to your life by living your best life. You owe it to yourself to do all this. You deserve it. And only you can do this for yourself. The moment you start living the life that you want and deserve, you will have so much to give to others because you can only give what you have. You are the one responsible for the way you feel, think, and the way you react. No one can make you feel a certain way. You allow them to make you feel a certain way. No one can make you think a certain way. You are the one who decides that you will have the thoughts that you have. No one can make you react a certain way. You are the one who decides how you are going to react. No one has power over you. You have more power than you think you have. It is your birthright to be happy, yes, but it is you who has to make the decision to be happy. You were meant to be healthy, yes, but it is you who has to make the decision to be healthy. You were meant to feel happy. You were meant to think positive thoughts. You were meant to be bigger than your circumstances. But it is you who decides to be this way. You were meant to live the life that you want, but it is you who has to decide to live that life. And this is a good thing because this means that you can design your life however way you want. Make that decision now to take care of your own responsibilities. This is just a friendly reminder that you have more control over your life and your well-being. The way to have that well-being that you want is by taking care of your own responsibilities. If you like today's talk, you can follow this and all the other talks that are yet to come by clicking on the follow button that is either next to or below my name or where it says Live to the Max, Viva al Máximo from your computer. You can also follow my blog at www.auraemartinez.com, or you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram. It is my desire that you live to the max the way you are destined to live. Till the next time, ciao.